How long will it take me to find my solution? Question. How long will it be before I'll be able to see improvement in my physical body? In other words, when can I expect a new and improved diagnosis? While it's understandable that you might still be asking these questions as you're longing for a quick resolution to your frightening diagnosis, the questions themselves arise from the premise of experiencing sickness and needing a solution. And so, your questions definitely are pointed upstream. They also reveal your lack of understanding about the power of the stream, its direction, and its ability to take you to the solutions you're seeking. When you ask, "How long before I will see improvement?" you're actually asking, "How long will I be here in this place I do not want to be?" The variation in those words may seem slight to you, but we assure you that the vibrational difference is huge. The only way you'll be able to personally know if your words or focus are upstream or downstream is by reaching for a visceral feeling of relief. For example, how long before I'll see improvement in my body? Upstream. Now try to find a question or perspective that feels better to you than that. Focus on the way you feel and try to make yourself feel better with your next statement. Improvement is natural. Downstream. All in good time. Downstream. Now, these may not seem to you like earth-shattering statements, and you may not really completely believe them, but none of that matters. The only thing that matters is that by focusing a little bit, you've made yourself feel a little better. You did not put a motor on your boat and race instantly to some miraculous healing, but you did stop the resistance. You did release the oars. You did turn in the stream. You did everything that was necessary right here, right now. Occasionally something will happen. You'll observe something, someone will say something to you, or you'll remember something that causes you to point upstream again. However, this is not a problem for you because you're now aware of your position in the stream. So, once again, with a little bit of effort, you can release the upstream thought by replacing it with something that feels better. For example, you see someone who's obviously suffering from a debilitating disease, and you notice that the person's symptoms seem similar to your own. However, that individual is clearly much sicker than you are. As you see him or her, you feel fear, and you think, "I hope that's not where I'm headed." But this time, the thought does not have priority within you. Instead, your awareness of the way you feel takes priority. And since the way you feel, right here, right now, matters to you even more than whatever thoughts you're contemplating, you make a decision, at this moment, to improve your feeling. "I hope that's not where I'm headed." Upstream. "I don't know what that person's story is." Downstream. "That person may be better today than a month ago." Downstream. "I don't know what thoughts are creating that person's experience." Downstream. "That person's experience and my experience are unrelated." Downstream. "I shouldn't go looking for trouble." Downstream. "I think I'll mind my own business." Downstream. Again, you're not looking for drastic improvement or life-changing ideas, just soft, slight improvement in the way you feel. As many situations occur during each day, and as you are aware of the way you feel while you're in them, and as you insist on getting yourself pointed slightly downstream, over and over before you know it, downstream will be your natural tendency. And soon there will be obvious evidence in your physical body of the improvement in the direction of your thoughts. By focusing upon the improved emotion, which you can achieve in this moment, you lay the vibrational foundation for your physical improvement. When you try to pin down the specifics of when or how the physical improvement will come, you forestall your physical improvement because you do not know those answers, and so you cause resistance in your vibration. In short, although you cannot achieve an immediate physical recovery, you can achieve an improved emotion, and that is enough.